This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Our buddy and an alum of Channel 4 in D.C., Diana Rossini, is now the national NFL reporter for The Athletic. She posted today on X. I'm going to read this. This is a quote from her Twitter. Teams trying to move up for quarterback calling Washington are being told that they are not moving. Commanders GM Adam Peters has publicly stated that Commanders feel great about staying at 2, picking a quarterback there. So Diana's reporting, and it's been corroborated since, Ian Rappaport, NFL Network, Mike Garofolo, all coming out today to say that, in fact, the clubs that are calling Adam Peters in the last 24 hours about trading up to the number 2 pick are being told Washington will not trade back, that they are standing pat, and that they are taking a quarterback. This is not a surprise necessarily, but I will say that I am... It's not stunning. I'm a little bit surprised. I would probably just keep listening to the calls all the way up through to and through me making the pick. Hey, thanks for that. Let me know if you want to give us more. We'll talk soon. Hey, thanks. That's not enough. Appreciate the call, but we're looking for more than that. And just keep them coming back to the well, because who knows eventually what kind of final minute, final hour offer you get. What do you make of the Commanders essentially putting an end to any possibility of trading back, according to the reports, and just telling teams outright, we're not trading off the pick, we're staying at number 2?
I don't like it. And I've said as much when Rivera and company were patting themselves on the back for staying at number 2 to take Chase Young. I was vilified by everybody for saying, no, the best path here is to either take a quarterback or trade back, and everyone called me names. That's what you should be doing. Not necessarily trading back, but listening to offers. There's no obligation to take them. They can make whatever offer they want to you. You can go, no, thanks. You see what I'm saying? Like, why would we ever stop receiving options and receiving data? So my hope is that it's merely a negotiating tactic where you got to come up some, right? So, or hey, unless you get to this stratosphere, stop asking. There's an important distinction to me. If we are not considering it, that's the wrong approach. Consider it. By all means, make the most appropriate decision. But if you got the most ridiculous offer in the history of sports, and you've already said, nope, we're drawing a line in the sand, don't do that. I don't love that, to be honest with you. There's no harm in having something that everybody wants and either getting the max for it or using it yourself. So I don't love that. If that's the case, if the reporting, and there's some semantic language in there that's important to me. If it's just a, we're going to let him keep calling and asking, or we are not interested at all, move to stop calling us. I don't love that. If it's the latter.
I think it means that they probably know who they're taking. They have made it pretty clear publicly every time they've gotten a chance to answer the question, have you made the decision? Do you know who you're taking? They say, no, not yet. We don't have to know. We don't have to make the decision until it's time to actually announce the pick. But if they are actually telling teams now, we're not trading off of number 2, I think that tells me that they probably know who they're taking and that they feel good enough about it that they go, we can't pass this up.
Mm-hmm.
We've decided this is way better than any other possibility. I wouldn't do it the way that they are, if the reporting's correct, to your point. I just don't think there's anything bad about. There's no downside to the phone calls continuing to come in. You just got to hit the answer button, put it up to your ear, and hear what teams are saying. You don't have to be working any harder than that if you're Adam Peters.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say, okay, thanks for the offer. We'll make a note of that. Or, yeah, if you want to do better than that, let us know. And that can it could be that simple. You've got all the leverage, especially, by the way, if one of the reports today from Garofalo was the Raiders have tried to move up. That's 11 spots from outside of the top dozen to two. Do you know how much they would be offering? I mean, you're talking about probably four first-round picks at that point. Now, I'm not saying I would do that because I'm coming out of this draft with a QB, and if you move down to 13, it's either Penix or bust, and you might not even get Penix. Maybe he goes ahead of you. But they want Jaden Daniels. Daniels wants to be there. That's the kind of match made in heaven for the team and the player. So they'd be coming all the way up. The amount you'd get is astronomical. If you're already telling the Raiders no, they can't add to what is probably a historical package as it is. So I would just play the long game there and just let them keep calling. There's no reason to say we're not trading back. What's the benefit to telling anybody that?
And that's my point, right? Because, again, saying you're open for business doesn't mean you have to conduct the business. There's no obligation to receiving offers. I worked with a guy years ago who was getting heavily recruited by another firm. He was very secure, and he knew that he had inside information, I think, that they desperately wanted him. So when they called, he said, I'm not interested, knowing that they would call back and up the offer. And he did that game a few different times and ended up with 40 or 50% more in terms of base salary and perks and bonuses and things like that. He played it masterfully. I was kind of remembered that, the way that negotiation went. I wouldn't have had the chutzpah to do that because I'd be like, someone likes me? That's so great. I'm leaving. But he was comfortable enough to do that. That's the position Washington is in, right? This isn't flirting. This is, hey, we are desperate to get to that spot. What's it going to take? And if you give them ridiculous criteria and they meet it, then you could do it or still not do it. Again, you're under no obligation. That's kind of the point here. So if it really is shutting it down the way Rivera and company reportedly did that with the number two pick and taking Chase Young, I find that to be short-sighted.
Hey, everyone. Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us, and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.